Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Welcome to today's Caffeine for the Soul. This week we've been talking about the Facebook feed of the mind, how the mind has a tendency to confirm whatever it already thinks. There was a teacher named Leonard Orr, who was sort of the father of rebirthing, and he had a tenet in his work that became known as Orr's Law, which was that whatever the thinker thinks, the prover proves. In other words, the mind acts as a sort of a self-reinforcing mechanism. We'd sometimes call it the Pygmalion effect, where we wind up seeing what we expect to see, and then that becomes further evidence, further proof that what we thought in the first place was actually true. And the reason that you're not stuck with that is because there's a fundamental intelligence behind that part of the mind, underneath it, that when you can get in touch with what I'd call the deeper mind or the principle of mind, it brings you into more of a realistic flow that incorporates as much wisdom and insight and fresh thought into the Facebook feed of your mind as it does old news stories and reposts of things that you've seen 1,000 times before. So here's how I wrote about it in my book, The Inside Out Revolution. The principle of mind seems to work through us in the direction of health and well-being. It's a sort of spiritual immune system that will bring a return to peace the moment we step out of the way. I wouldn't even think of trying to heal my own cut finger. I needn't try so hard to heal my wounded psyche. The reason so few of us get to experience that power working in our life is that we're so busy trying to fix everything for ourselves. And ironically, like a pilot overworking the controls of a plane designed to right itself, our constant affirmations and interventions often get in the way of our mind's return to clarity and health. We try so hard to remember to live by the wisdom and insights of others that we forget the source of that wisdom is inside us as well. Insights are the natural side effects of living with a relatively quiet mind and a relatively beautiful feeling. Forget the words, stay with the feeling, and the insights will continue to unfold. And the point is, when you leave your mind to its own devices, neither trying to control it with your will or go unconscious to it with drugs or distractions or become overly conscious of it through a meditative practice, you'll find yourself more and more in a state of mind that Tibetan Buddhists call undistracted non-meditation. Non-meditation because you're not concentrating on any one thing. Undistracted because you're present to it, not lost in thought or external experience. Now, in the West, we have a name for this state of mind as well. We call it flow. We call it being in the zone. And when you're in that zone, you find yourself in natural harmony with the flow of wisdom and well-being. And the Facebook feed of the mind continues quietly on in the background, without creating any limitation or stress in your world. And so in our next podcast, I'm going to talk more about what that flow state is and how it's kind of portable. It's less to do with a particular situation or a particular activity or a particular place, and far more to do with your understanding of the mind. Until then, have fun, learn heaps, and I'll talk to you soon.